Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. So I'm going to start my show today with a riddle, which I don't think I've ever done before. So here's the riddle. What is the largest organ of the human body? Think. The answer is your skin. Your skin is the largest organ of the human body. So that being said, it's obviously something, it's the first thing that people see about you. And if your skin is beautiful, you feel beautiful. And if your skin needs a little work, well, then this is the show you need to be listening to. Because my guest today is Dr. Dean Tomasello, and he is what we would call an aesthetic, I got to say it correctly. He specializes in medical aesthetics, and he's really an expert in this field. He has trained doctors, nurses, as well as other aestheticians, and he has received 3 outstanding New Jersey Physician Awards and the Doctor's Choice Award in Dermatology. So it's safe to say that Dr. Tomasello knows a thing or two about skin. And he's recently published a book, and the book is called Winning Skin, The Anti-Aging Path to Looking and Feeling Younger. So, Dr. Tomasello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Andrea. Thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction. I'm blushing. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're blushing. I didn't know
but
about
it's all
that.
True, I guess. So.
It is all true. I didn't make any of it up. Didn't make
oh,
up a thing.
Goodness.
So the you know
I
what? So
that.
Dean, the very first thing I have to say to you is congratulations on the book, Winning Skin. Anytime you know you're able to publish a book, that's a great accomplishment. So again, congratulations.
Thank you, Andrea. You're a gem, and I appreciate your kind words very much.
Well, clearly you've put your heart and soul into this book.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
tell me a little bit about what made you write a book, because obviously you could be doing lots of things with your time. So why a book about skincare?
Well, about a year ago, I was working at a medical aesthetic office that I was a partner with some other doctors, and I really wanted to get into more educating people. I found people were so anxious about just walking into the office. They like didn't know what to expect and
mm-hmm.
didn't understand what this skin, you know, what vitamin C did or what vitamin A did, and all you have to do is like search skincare on Google, and it's a nightmare. So I wanted to.
It is a nightmare.
And then I started publishing articles on LinkedIn, and a lot of my followers said, "You should really write a book." And it wasn't one or two; it was like hundreds of people said, "You're a really good writer. You should write a book." So basically, I took a lot of the information from my my blog, which is clearskinmd.net. I did some additional research. And I guess around January, I started to put this book together. And boy, there's nothing in medical school that teaches you how to write a book. It is an endeavor in itself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just wanted to help people. I really did. I just wanted to make it
mm-hmm.
so people could understand that skincare is not this elusive, crazy, unattainable thing. It's not that hard, really. I wanted people to understand
mm-hmm.
that there's basic ingredients. You know, like the first chapter is you're beautiful. You're already beautiful. No matter what you think, you are. And then the second chapter is here's the ingredients to help you be more beautiful. And then we get into like, you know, more extensive treatments. But I really just wanted to summarize how to help people like kind of like navigate this whole
yeah.
skincare, medical aesthetic it's like almost an abyss to people. Like they don't know where to start, and I just wanted to make it simple for them. And
well,
anyone who's
read the book,
I think it helps a lot.
Yeah, I have to say, of course, I read the book, and I like the way you wrote it. You made things very simple to understand. You didn't use a lot of medical jargon. You made it very, very understandable, and you really broke it down. But I felt it was good that, to me, it was very good that you explained all of these different procedures and all of the many options, including just things like, staying hydrated. So you really
right.
put a ton of information in the book, making it a very worthwhile reference. You don't have to read it like a novel.
Right. Yes, it's not a novel. It's actually, I've gotten a really great response from estheticians, and actually
mm-hmm.
Europe has been very receptive to it. I don't ask me why, but they just have been. But
well, that's a good thing.
Yes, there's some things about skincare that people, I don't think it's that difficult. You have an epidermis and you have a dermis, and if there's things you can do from the inside out and from the outside in, I can tell you exactly what you need to do. And it's not that complicated. I'm actually like in the process right now of developing a patent for a procedure. It's not like vampire facelift, but it's similar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about. You've heard of things like the South Beach diet and things like that, which has
sure.
It's kind of a combination of using the right products in the right areas and using the right dietary ingredients. Because like one of my chapters, I think it's chapter 5. I honestly haven't read the book so long, but I talk about diet a lot. I talk about antioxidants, and
you do, yeah.
People want to argue with me that antioxidants don't help you. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you eat McDonald's French fries or you eat spinach with a little salt, your face is going to like the spinach more. But people
mm-hmm.
will argue. Everything is controversial, but. So I talk about that and a lot of other things in my book, but I really just try to break it down and make it simple for people to understand. Someone told me a
mm-hmm.
long time ago, they said, you're able to like really break things down that everyone thinks is complicated, and you can kind of like make it understandable. You talk like everyday language kind of guy. And
well, that's what makes the book easy to understand. Anybody
yeah,
is going to be able
yeah.
to read it and get it. But here's a question. Now, this is part of the controversy. You know, some people would say, you make a point about talking about anti-aging and kind of reversing some of the bad things that we've done to our skin. Because
uh-huh.
I think it's fair to say we take our skin for granted. We're out in the sun. We eat what we
yeah.
want. We do what we want. And your skin is a direct reflection of that. So
right.
is it really... can most things really be reversed? That seems like, when you're 60, your skin's not going to look like it's 30. I mean, when you're 30, your skin's not going to look like you were 13. So how much
yeah.
can you really, or how much I should say, can you really reverse?
I had a conversation with someone about this yesterday, and you see all these medications, and I'm getting to the point, but you see this medication for dementia. And I used to tell people,
mm-hmm.
back when I did family practice, dementia is like driving 50 miles an hour and slowly putting on the brakes, okay? Like, it's not going to go backwards. Like, you're not going to make dementia go backwards. But with anti-aging, there's definitely things you can do with the
mm-hmm.
right skincare ingredients, the right... Botox is number one, dermal fillers are number two, laser hair removal is number three. And laser hair removal, by the way, is the only one I would say is a standalone treatment. When I talk to, when someone comes and sees me about their skincare, it is like, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. Everything is, it's an inside out and outside in approach. But mm-hmm. when it comes to anti-aging, I tell you, Andrea, you sit in front of me, I can make you look 10 years younger. And it's not going to cost you a fortune either.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost you a fortune either. You don't need plastic surgery. You don't need, I mean, I'm not against plastic surgeons. Don't get me wrong. I have tons of followers that are plastic surgeons, and I love them. Anti-aging, I make the point about dementia because dementia is not reversible. Anti-aging,
right.
You can reverse. You can stop the car and make it go backwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go backwards. And people that get in front of me, I get questions and pictures and pleadings every day, like, to help people look younger. And my blog has taken off, and since my book came out, it's, I'm very grateful. And I just do everything I can to just help people, like, simplify it. But to answer your question, yes. Anti-aging, yes, you can go backwards.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, obviously, our skin ages naturally, you know, to a point as we get older. And so what are some of the physical manifestations of that aging process? If you don't do anything, what starts happening?
If you don't do, let's pretend you're Dean Tomasello and you're 20 years old and you're not doing anything, and you're a lifeguard in Chicago and you're trying to get the deepest, darkest tan you can.
Right.
What happens is there's two things that happen, and really I always break it down. You have the epidermis and you have the dermis. Now, your biggest enemy, which nobody talks about, they talk about Botox, they talk about wrestling. Your biggest enemy is ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B rays. And if you're not protecting yourself from that, like I still to this day go to a dermatologist to look at these spots on my back because I've had two, I was even in Chicago, I was a sun worshiper. And what happens is ultraviolet A digs into your collagen and increases an enzyme called collagenase. And you could probably understand collagenase destroys collagen. Ultraviolet B sears the surface. A lot of times people couple them together. I talk about that in my book. It's a nightmare as far as like free radicals and destroying collagen and causing increased melanin production, and your skin tries to cover up and you get a tan, but then as the tan fades, then there's a spot there and there's a spot there, and that's why you get age spots. That's a big part of it.
So you're talking about the sun, really. The sun is
a lot of people are very inclined to just want a quick fix and say, I want Botox, I want some wrestling, and I want to look perfect. And I'll say, you know what? You got too many age spots. Maybe I can do an intense pulse light treatment, but it's not going to last if you don't use SPF 20 plus. And they won't, and we'll come back in a year, and we'll have to do another one. But like,
right.
The diet, and I mean seriously, like when you read my book, it's very in depth. But if you want me to give you two huge words of advice, diet.
Yes.
Stay out of the sun. That's about 80% of like how you anti-age. And then if you have been in the sun, or you have had sun damage, or you have had collagen loss, well, there's things I can do to help you with that. There's different products. There's different ingredients, which I talk about in my book, that will help you boost your collagen. Put it on your face. It makes your collagen get excited and grow. So,
Is it fair to say that people have to really have a lifestyle change? Because if you go and you go to the Medi Spa and you get Botox or whatever you decide to get, and you're spending a lot of money for all these treatments, and then if you don't make some changes to your lifestyle, well, you're going to find yourself right back in the same situation. So I guess people are looking for the quick fix, not always willing to make some changes to go in for the long haul.
Yes.
You do talk about that.
Well,
yes.
As I told you, I'm down in Florida right now helping a family doctor. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there, Andrea?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I had another call or something, but.
That's all right. That's all right.
Sorry, just distracted me for a moment.
You're down in Florida.
Ask the question. I'm down in Florida, and I'm helping a family doctor transition his practice into a medical spa. And I trained him how to do Botox and dermal fillers. He wants to buy a laser. I told him to hold off. But I'm sorry, I got distracted. I think I had a call coming in. But what was your original question, Andrea?
Well, what I said originally is that people have to be willing to make a lifestyle change to, you know, go into the long haul.
Yes.
These are just little quick fixes to make you look good today. But in 6 months from now, if you're sunning yourself every day, you're going to be right back to where you were.
One of the techniques I'm developing and trying to actually patent has a lot to do with sort of a comprehensive approach. Like, let's pretend you are 100 pounds overweight and you want to lose 100 pounds. Well, I can tell you how to do that. I've been a doctor for over 20 years. I can tell you, like, you know, diet, exercise, you know, sugar intake, so on and so forth. And it's kind of the same thing. A lot of people come in and there's always mirrors all over my office. And, you know, I do something, and Botox doesn't even work immediately. It takes like 3 to 5 days. And, but dermal fillers will take effect immediately. So people will be like very with these immediate results, but really when it comes to your skin, it's a lifestyle change, but trust me, it's a way easier lifestyle change than trying to lose 100 pounds or lose 10 pounds. It's so simple, and it has to do with just treating the epidermis and the dermis right, staying out of the sun, having the right ingredients in your diet, and then using products that are either going to keep your skin moist, keep moisture in. When I say keep, you have like hyaluronic acid, for instance, that attracts moisture to your face. The greatest, if you ever see any product, look for hyaluronic acid. I'm a huge fan of it. But then you have other things like essential oils that seal the moisture in. If you can keep your face moist, if you can stay out of the sun, and then have, you know, maybe a procedure or two, and you can follow a regimen. And this isn't just for beauty. This can involve acne or rosacea or melasma or psoriasis. If you just follow what I tell you to do, it doesn't have to be that hard. And the recommendations aren't so complex. But I think sometimes people just, they want a quick fix. And I'm like, give me a month or two, you know, or three. and people get impatient and they want immediately, you know, they want to walk in and walk out looking like they're 10 years younger. And I wish I could do that
now,
every time.
Your face is the first thing that most people think about when they think about, you know, getting, you know, dermal fillers or microabrasion, you know, all sorts of different things to your face. But what other parts of your skin are most also, you know, are also really subject to aging without, you know, proper care, not just your face.
Well, it's actually what people don't realize is you get 75% of your skin exposure in the first 25 years of your life.
Oh my
God. That's when you just you just don't care. And that's when you just don't care, and you're like me, and you're a lifeguard, and you want a dark tan because you want to look good. You don't think about skin cancer. You don't think about wrinkles because you're 20.
You think you look good with a tan. That's what you think. What?
But actually, the parts of your face that, or parts of your skin that take the most damage. Think of somebody in a Midwestern climate and they have a coat on. What's exposed? Their hands.
Your hands.
And
your
their
neck,
face.
Maybe. Oh,
and their
okay.
neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And their chin down to their collar. Those
right.
areas of skin get, I forget the exact, but it's something like 100 times more exposure than the rest of your body. Even if you're living in Miami and you are playing volleyball all day. I mean, in that case, maybe it's not. But I'm just saying, like, it's your face, forehead, if you're growing bald like I am, top of your head, your neck.
Where I'm at. Yeah.
You know, your hands, and not really your feet. It's mostly like hands, face, kind of face, neck, head, hands that really take a beating. And so, you know, I've done a lot, you know, sometimes people will have the most beautiful face in the world though. I mean, I've treated, I'm not going to say any names, but I've treated celebrities in my office when I was in Rumson. And I said, you really, you know, you have so many age spots on your hands that you really need to, your face can look like you're 40, but if your hands look like you're 60, you still like look like you're 60.
Yeah.
Because your hands take a beating. Your hands really take a beating. They really do. And it's just one of those. It's one of the things people forget. So, but yeah, your skin is, as you started out in the intro, your skin is the largest organ in your body, and if you don't drink enough water, it's these things are so basic. And it makes me cringe sometimes because it's also basic. You need to be hydrated.
Well,
you need to eat the right things. You need to put the right things on your skin.
Here's another question. In your book, in chapter 4, which is on exfoliation and cell turnover,
I
found interesting there, you know, you talk about microdermabrasion and you talk about various, you know, methods of doing it. And what you also talked about was microdermabrasion for home use. And so honestly, I think to myself, when you go to have it done at a spa place, and I've had it done, you know, I'd like to think that the person who's doing it, I'm not their first patient, but to do this to your, at home, I mean, what's your thought on these home, I don't know, these, I don't want to call them home remedies.
I think as I recall in my book, I include these things because people are strapped for money a little bit. So they'll try to buy some of these microdermabrasion machines and do it themselves. And I do give a warning about, yes, you've got to read the manual really well and you got to watch the video. And there are ways you can do it. It's not what I recommend because it's what people are trained to do. And as much as you can think you're doing your own microdermabrasion, I mean, anyone can buy, you know, alpha hydroxy acid and rub it on your face. And that's a chemical exfoliant. And fine, they could argue that point. But microdermabrasion there's two types of exfoliation. There's physical, which is like a microdermabrasion, and there's chemical. And these machines that are available to the general public now, I think there's people that use them and everything's fine. I also think there's people that use them and they overuse them and they want like faster results than they can get. And they think more is better kind of thing. My professional opinion is if you want to get a microdermabrasion, you should go see an esthetician and get a microdermabrasion, and you should pay the money to get it done and have it done right and not end up with scars or, I included it in my book just because it was such a hot topic, or it has been a hot topic kind of on and off, in my career, that, why do I have to come to your office to have a microdermabrasion? I could buy this thing. I said, you could also probably buy Botox from India or something and inject yourself too.
Right,
it doesn't
mean
it's going to work out.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean this is a good idea, you know. So I include these things from an educational standpoint, but at the end of that chapter, I think I make it pretty clear that if you want to get a microdermabrasion, it's your face. It's your face. This isn't like you trying to rub a callus off the bottom of your foot. I mean, it's your face. you want to use a microdermabrasion to get rid of that corn? Okay, fine. But, you got to be careful with your face. Your face is,
you only get one face, so you got to take care of it.
You only get one face, right? You know? And they get older, and my whole quest is just help people understand how to look younger and feel younger in a very simple way. That's the whole point of my book. It's the whole point of everything I do. It's not that complicated, but at the same time, I do entertain things like home microdermabrasion and I do some product reviews. They're independent product reviews, but they're, I look at a lot of things, and some are good and some aren't good.
I like that you did some product reviews. I thought that was good. And I think my biggest takeaway from everything is, it's raising awareness of the things that are available out there. And you also spent some time in the book on over-the-counter things, ingredients to look for in products that you might purchase over-the-counter. So I thought that that was really worthwhile for people to know, too, because how do you know, is this product really going to do anything for me? So I like that you included some of that as well. Now, you know what? We are almost out of time. And the last thing that I want to say is, what's the future for medical aesthetics? I know we can't sum that up in a minute. But do you see big changes coming down the pipe?
Is that right,
Yeah,
Andrew?
Yeah, in a minute.
Future medical aesthetics involves... I see it as a lot of businesses trying to sell a lot of lasers that probably aren't going to come through. And I see people, if they consult me in any way, I see them as, it's like when I did family practice. They come out with new medicines all the time. And when I came out of family practice, there was only like, I think Claritin was the only medicine you saw an advertisement for. And now it's like people are inundated. People are inundated and they get confused. And it's not their fault. But I see, I honestly see medical aesthetics as becoming more inside out. In fact, the next book I'm writing is about beauty from the inside out. Because there's so many things that are that people don't know. It's not their fault. It's just they don't have the information.
I have to cut you off because we are just about out of time, and I just want to say Dr. Dean Tomasello, author of Winning Skin, was my guest today. Dean, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate it, and everyone should take the opportunity to read the book. So, 30 minutes can change your life, so please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Bye, everyone. Bye, Dean.
Thanks, Andrea.